All right, we are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Tlakepmich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a special guest in the house with us, our co-host and electric lady Faima. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
And thank you so much for making it in and coming and joining us.
It's a pleasure.
And all the beautiful snacks that you brought for us and the tea. It's just always awesome and very rewarding.
Thank you kindly.
Yes, so we have a wonderful show coming up for you guys. We have some music from Mars Red Sky. We have some music from Conivar that he's going to be bringing in to share with us. We have some music from the Eagles. We have some Ala Lass. And also, if we have time, we're going to have some Starcrawler. So we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, Germany, Italy, Spain, Egypt, Africa, Russia, Ukraine, Japan, China, New Zealand, Australia, South America, North America, all across Canada, all across United States. We welcome you and for joining us on our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world a very wonderful place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to start off with some energetic music from Mars Red Sky and their song called Marble Sky. So we're going to have a listen to that. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned, everyone, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Always brings me out to space, man. I just fell in love with that song. That was Mars Red Sky and their song called Marble Sky. That was so beautiful, man. And we have with us, we also have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us, and would love to ask him to please and thank you bring us through some deep breaths and get this show started right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, guys. You know, we can't live without our breath. So let's get ready with some relaxation in our stomach, our shoulders, our lips, anywhere you're holding tension. Get ready to relax it and bring that beautiful energy of life into you. And when your lungs are super full, just let it all out. Don't hold back in that breath at all. Let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Yeah, and even if you need to have a good sigh on the way out, that helps too. All the way in. Oh, yeah. And one more. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's good stuff,
ooh,
folks.
Wow, man. That's so awesome. So amazing. It never ceases to wake me up and get me revved up for the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have a subject today, and it's on the key of life. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, brother, that, what a great topic. And, you know, I got to say, probably the key to life is breathing.
Mm. Yes.
You know, like I was just saying, you can't live without it.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing how important it is, probably doing it very well, taking our time to breathe, not being short breathed, and, you know, just connecting to the moment where our body is, I really think helps enrich all other aspects of our life. And so maybe that leads into another key of life, which is being present, being here and now. And, you know, we talk a lot about how to resolve our trauma, and what the trauma does is the trauma brings us somewhere else. You could be at your own birthday party, but if you've experienced trauma, you're somewhere else. You're reliving that trauma. You're thinking about all these other things that are going on elsewhere. So I think for me, the biggest message that I have about today's topic is being present. Mm-hmm. And our deep breaths help with that. Being positive is, you know, just one of the things that, you know, helps us in the moment. It's hard to be positive if you're not even here. So let's do our deep breaths. Let's be present and be positive. And I think that will lead to many other amazing keys of life.
Absolutely.
So what do you guys think about that?
That's so beautiful, so true, and just always amazing to listen to some of the wisdom that comes out of you. And for me, I was going over this in my brain over and over, and I was trying to find a way of why I've been able to tap into my own DMT and get to stages of peace in my life, because we all have triggers. We all have triggers that set us off and put us on a negative path. And for me, I realized that, you know, ever since we had that real special ceremony and we were able to experience peace and harmony and love from the earth, and it's just something that I realized is like a key to your own spirit and soul and mind. And once you're able to get to that key, you can open doors in your own mind, heart, spirit, even emotions. And when you have the keys, you're able to be in control more. And this is one of the things that Counselor Fari always used to bring up and share, because she was a counselor. And she used to perform like these surgeries on the brain. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, of course, without surgical tools, but the analogy is there that, you know, you're dealing with traumas that you've gone through in your life, and then you're able to rewire your brain to react differently when you're getting to those trigger points. And these are things that are like keys to your life and being able to transcend those traumas and reconnect them and make it so, you know, your life is a lot more smooth, as we talk about the medicine wheel and, you know, balancing our emotions, our physical, our spiritual, and our mental. And these are like keys to those paths in correcting them and making us as whole human beings and being able to go through this life positively and affect not only our own lives, but the lives of others around us. And when we're able to do that, it creates a lot of positivity. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're all about here. So
I agree.
Yeah, so we really thank you for joining us, and especially for helping us through our breaths and just all the amazing positive wisdom that you bring to us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, brother. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you hosting me on Eagle Nation again, and I'm sending all the love out to the listeners, everybody in the studio. Keep those deep breaths going, y'all. Bye for now.
Beautiful, wonderful. Thank you.
Bye
for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq on the East Coast. And upcoming next, we do have a song picked out from our brother Kanavar here.
Hello.
And would you please introduce the song for us?
This piece is one that I made a little while ago, and I think it works well on the radio because it takes shortwave radio broadcast recordings that I did a little while ago and puts them on top of live synthesis that I did with some analog hardware. Mm. And the name of it in German, Kurzwelle Rundfunk, means shortwave radio broadcast.
Mm.
And it's a long form piece. It is about 8 or 9 minutes long. And there are some spoken word segments. There's a little bit of, you know, music from across the globe that kind of filters in and out the same way that as if someone is scanning across the radio would experience those things. And I used this very, very cool set of software called WebSDR, Software Defined Radio, which allows you through your computer and the internet to tune into radio broadcasts from anywhere in the world.
Mm, wow. Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to play that right now, and would you say that name again?
Sure, no problem. It's kind of hard. In English, you would say shortwave radio. In the German, it's just a direct translation, Kurzwelle Rundfunk.
Okay, there it is, folks, and here it goes. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
I'm so persistent, but the reason I asked for the phone calls is to inform me on where people listen to the broadcast and what shortwave or source of broadcasting, and we can be heard on shortwave every hour of every day. We have many, many shortwave frequencies, and you will find a list of them on our internet website at www. You can then listen wherever you like, on the telephone, off the satellite, off of the internet. We are there. We are there now. Today a week, 24 hours a day. Some of you people are going to stir yourself enough to awake to the time we're living in and seek and search and strive to it. For if you will not hear, then you will not be aware of the time and the alertness of the time.
должна была превышать 8000 юаней за единицу. Huawei в 2021 году переведет все свои мобильные телефоны, планшеты и другие гаджеты на операционную систему Harmony OS. Об этом в компании сообщили во время презентации операционной системы. Объявила о приостановке сотрудничества с Huawei в сфере аппаратного и программного обеспечения, в том числе в сфере поддержки программного системы Android. Ранее сообщалось, что операционная система совместима со всеми приложениями. Под нее мобильное приложение шутит до 60% быстрее по сравнению с версиями под Android. Huawei активизирует экосистему своей операционной системы, в том числе ведется сотрудничество с производителями другой техники. Так, в рамках систем умного дома «Гармонию» в 2021 году уже будут поддерживать более 40 ведущих китайских производителей. Китайские наблюдатели уверены, что новую операционную систему будет весьма легко интегрировать в экосистему программного обеспечения в самом Китае. За рубежом это будет сделать труднее. Но даже при самом пессимистичном сценарии развития событий, корпорация попросту может продавать за рубежом помощи партнеров на местах. С 2019 года в городах и поселках Китая отремонтировано 58 тысяч ветхих жилых кварталов.
De decir lo que había guardado entre pecho y espalda durante mucho tiempo, según sus propias palabras, sorprenden y comprenden. Alberto Reyes, que visita algunos de los pueblos cercanos a Guaymaro en su labor de sacerdote, cuenta cómo había ido almacenando en su teléfono celular una serie de anécdotas que luego reuniría en estas crónicas y compartiría con sus amigos de Facebook. Pero una tempestad lo sorprendió al descampado entre dos cañaverales de regreso de dos de esos pueblos cubanos sin sitio, señoras y señores, donde refugiarse. Los rayos caían a su alrededor peligrosamente, con tanta abundancia como la lluvia. La motorina en la que viajaba se descompuso y tuvo que continuar el viaje empujándola. El teléfono celular no fue inmune al agua y toda la información que había almacenado en él.
Yes.
That's just like time traveling.
Yes.
Yeah, this one took a couple of weeks to record because I had to kind of wait for certain programs to be on the air. Just like we have here, you have to come back each week to hear free voices. You have to tune into shortwave radio at different times of the day to hear those broadcasts. And this was such a fun project to record, and I think it really reflects how wide radio seems to reach.
Yeah, it sure brought me back to the times of when I used to listen to shortwave radio back home. And as I was saying, you know, as a basically a hillbilly out in the woods and stuff, and we only had one FM radio station in the valley, and it would only work for a few hours a day down where I'm from. So then I'd have to rely on shortwave.
There you go.
Man, that just brought me way back. Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you mentioned places where it came from.
Yeah, a few of the source recordings for those, which was done through a software called WebSDR. Some of them are Radio Havana out of Cuba. We've got Voice of America out of the U.S. There were some from Radio Free Europe, as well as some Chinese terrestrial broadcasting as well.
And you mentioned something about the Zulu time.
Yes, the time signal. So on 5,000 megahertz and a few other frequencies, but generally if you are in North America, you can pick up this signal pretty well. If you hear that kind of constant ticking, 60 hertz, like ding, 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 that's a time signal that's broadcast through shortwave radio, and that's available courtesy of the National Institute for Standards and Technology. They're a cesium atomic clock out of Colorado.
Wow. That's so awesome. Yeah, I really, really loved hearing about that and knowing about the Zulu time.
Oh, it's so good.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do have our subject, and it's on the key of life, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
I was thinking about this, and I think the key of life is understanding. And that is one thing that has driven me over the years is if I don't know about something, I want to find out more about it. And that was certainly, I feel very grateful to have received some higher education, university and college education, which one of the best things I took away from that was how to learn. Mm-hmm. So how to be self-motivated in research and gaining knowledge. Wisdom will come through knowledge, but you have to acquire knowledge first. Mm-hmm. And if you're unsure about something, or if something is foreign, or you're just unfamiliar with it or uncomfortable with it, learn about it first. Mm-hmm. So I really do feel that one of the keys of life is understanding. Mm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that is. It's such a... an easy thing to neglect and forget, to understand. It takes quite a bit of, I like the words of Dr. Akvan, and he was talking about empathy.
Mm.
And I believe that's probably very similar to empathy is understanding.
Absolutely.
Because then you're like really connecting with the person, and understanding is something that gives you empathy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's such a powerful word, to understand and know what another person is going through or has gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes that connection. And then you're able to just have a special connection that helps us all work together. I like the words that you were bringing up, you know, that we need to understand each other and get along with each other in order to live together.
Absolutely.
In peace and harmony.
Absolutely.
And of course, that's, you know, a big reason why we do this program, is to bring a lot of positivity and human growth and human rights and justice. So,
And I know that that this is a positive and influential program, because every time I'm invited on, I always come out, or if I'm listening, I always come away from the program feeling better.